1027, 1035 WIC, why your feel good favorites from the 80s and more. So it's right around 9:40, and on Wednesdays, we're joined by those from Alice Hyde Medical Center, an Alice Hyde update, we like to call this, inside the community. And wow, I mean, first of all, Jen Schull joining us. She's a certified pediatric nurse practitioner there. Jen, I don't want to say you and I directly, but it's been, you know, someone from Alice Hyde with me now for the past year. I mean, it's been crazy.
It has been.
And I didn't think it would last that long. I didn't, you know, of course, I don't think anyone did. But here we are. We still need you more than ever for all this great information on updates on not just vaccine rollouts in recent weeks, but getting back into school, literally physically into school. Remote learning is still a big part, though, of many parents' lives, isn't it?
It is, and we have talked about how stressful this can be, not just for our kids, but the parents as well. Parents, you know, we find it difficult to listen to our kids while they're interacting on remote learning because we can hear them, and sometimes that kind of takes you back to when you were in school, and that can be a little, you know, hitting you in the feels as far as, like, how you felt when you were put on the spot or you were unprepared for a question and how uncomfortable that made you. Or as a parent, you may not agree with the way the teacher is interacting with the students. But
right.
Again, you know, as a parent, we have to really take time and find a space where we can address these things.
Yeah, we don't want to get too reactive or judgmental. Although those things can be a factor for a lot of parents. I understand, right? Emotions, mm-hmm. frustrations.
Yes, absolutely. And some of those memories can bring up those challenges and struggles that parents went through. And it can be really frustrating for, you know, parents to hear these things directly versus, you know, the kids being in the classroom when, you know, you're remote learning, and that can stir you up. So, you know, find a spot that you can kind of calm yourself down and then be able to interact with your child or the teacher.
You mentioned space, and that also means the equivalent of giving yourself a break, right?
Yeah, we all need to recognize that what's happening is huge, sometimes impossible. The remote learning is putting on parents, and whether you think this or not, but, you know, we're not teaching assistants. We're not a professors, instructors, teachers. We're parents, and it's not that anything's wrong. Don't feel defensive. Don't be ashamed that your students are, you know, experiencing challenges. All students are struggling right now. We're all going through the same thing. We are not alone. It's just really important for you as a parent to get in the mindset that you're a parent. You're there for a resource. They have teachers. They need parents.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Some form of that kind of a role especially is very important. One last thing we're going to address on this topic is kind of the email and update overload that's been happening, Jen.
Yeah, whether that be your own work life, the recreational emails we all get on a daily basis, and now we have school communications coming in. So there's a lot of communications coming out. Sometimes parents, we need to set up separate folders and have those emails for school go right to a school folder and maybe just take 15 minutes a day and try to tackle that little section so you're not overwhelmed, so you don't feel like the communication is just overwhelming you to the point where you're frustrated by how much is going on.
Right. And so this is just something, again, we're slowly working on. But I think in 2021, I mean, we're going to have to go through this semester, this part of the year before the summer hits. Things are looking up, though. Am I wrong?
I truly believe things are.
Okay. But again, we don't want to start making definitive statements about things until, you know, slowly different age groups start to get the vaccine. And we want to see concrete data, don't we, that it's really going down. But I just said I got that feeling,
yeah.
You know, which is great. It's Jennifer Schull with us, pediatric nurse practitioner at Alice Hyde Medical Center. So we're going to be talking again in the future, I'm sure. Jen, it's been great having you on. Anything else that you want to add, or is everything all good?
Everything's great.
Let's keep it that way. Okay, Jen, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
Inside the community with those from Alice Hyde, an update out of there. It's Wednesdays at 9:40. We do this on 1027-1035 WICY.